This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Did he hit the pylon? He did. Touchdown and
best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! Hope you're having a great Monday. We certainly are, and the Falcons have concluded an interview with John Harbaugh. Make the hire, Matt. But this process, guys, is far from over. At least it seems that way, as they have already completed interviews over the weekend with Kevin Stefanski. They've talked to Clint Kubiak, Mike, Anthony Weaver, the Dolphins, D.C. They're scheduled to talk to Mike McDaniel, the former head coach of the Dolphins. So they are still going through this process. But as we are here with you at 5:04 on this Monday afternoon, Mike's right. I do have tunnel vision. Because I do think the best candidate has been interviewed, at least preliminary. Even if it's just, hey, John, how you doing? Hey, Arthur, Matt, how are you guys? It's good to see you. Greg Beatles, hey, congratulations on your promotion. It's good to talk with you. And then, you know, the next thing that the Falcons office should have, front office should have said, what's it going to cost us? We're willing to do the deal today. That's what I would have done. Now, if this was just John Harbaugh filling things out, which is apparently what they're saying, Mike, that he's filling out teams to get a sense of, hey, maybe this is a team that I'm really interested in. What are the selling points? Because this is what I want to get into. Mm. We think this is a really good job. What if John Harbaugh got on the line today and said, hey, guys, good to see you. Tell me why I need to be in Atlanta. What did Matt Ryan say? What did he say? Because to me, Mike, that is the part about this that Falcon fans, me included, just assume like, dude, you know what's going on. You've seen this team. You've seen the talent. You've seen the All-Pro AP All-Pro selections. You right. know what we've got in star power. Why am I sitting here trying to sell you, John? Maybe John just said, you know what, I got a call with the Giants, a call with the Titans coming up. I'm going to talk to the Cardinals. Why do I need to come to Atlanta?
Because we got a great young defense, we got a great young superstar in Bijan, great wide receiver, we got an organization committed to winning, and we got a quarterback.
We got a quarterback. Don't say it like that. We got a quarterback.
Yeah, but you're asking me to say something I couldn't sell. Because I couldn't. That's why I didn't want Arthur to sell that and say those definitive. He's our franchise quarterback. Well, maybe you don't see that. You don't see him as a franchise.
He's just coming off of a knee injury. He's going to be all right.
All right. Then you're Matt Ryan. I'll be Harbaugh. So when's this kid going to be ready?
I'm sorry.
When is Penix Jr. going to be ready to play quarterback?
John, he's on schedule, as the doctors have told us. And you know, I am not a doctor, John. Mr. Blank's not a doctor.
Right.
No one in this room is, but he's on schedule.
So what's your plan? My first year, I got some tomato can, some journeyman playing quarterback?
That's pretty harsh, John. The kid is much better than a tomato can.
No, Penix is the gap guy to get me there.
Oh, the gap guy. Well, look, this is where we want your expertise. This is where we want you to come in and tell us what you think about the availability of the quarterbacks in the marketplace. And then we, as a collective group, John, because you're our guy, we will make that decision.
Oh, so you want me to bring Snoop Huntley with me from Baltimore?
I did not say that.
No, in all seriousness, we've got a lot of great things here. Jackson Dart, the Giants have that. Now, I think if I'm looking at the Giants and I see Shane, the GM, versus Matt Ryan stepping into this role, I think I'd go over here to us.
I agree with that.
Because the Giants have got that you've seen him. He's a putz. You know, Cleveland, that's a bad situation
word,
to step into.
Putz is a good word.
He is a putz. But, I mean, you still got to sell him on what we now, Arthur. Look, we got all the bells and whistles, we got all the resources,
and then you know what Mr. Blank does to top this off?
I close. Arthur Blank closes. A Arthur B Blank C closes.
He says, "How much do you need?" That's what he should have been saying today.
Right. But no, but in all seriousness,
Mike,
John Harbaugh, he's not going to make a decision overnight. And I love it. Yes, you're saying you should never let him leave the building.
Push him.
Yeah, but I still want to talk. I want to have more conversations with Kubiak.
For what?
Because I got to get an offensive mind to get Penix back on track.
Bring him in.
And he's also, by the way, the cool idea with Kubiak. What if Harbaugh doesn't like Ulbrich?
I'm sorry?
What if Harbaugh has his own DC? We like the idea of Ulbrich being retained.
Well,
I mean, what if Monken's coming? Monken just had a big falling out with his own quarterback.
Look, this is where this gets interesting. It's interesting you said that. This is because I do think you could probably tell one of these younger coaches in their first opportunity to be a head coach in this league, you might want to take the guy that's here. But an older guy in John Harbaugh who knows everybody and is probably going to get calls, Mike, putting a staff together for Harbaugh is going to be very easy. Respected, guys want to work for him, and he knows everybody. Putting a staff together for one of these other guys who is their first time coaching, it's sort of like, I got to convince you, come on, this is it. And I might take a chance, Mike, on a first-time OC, hint, hint, or a first-time defensive coordinator. Hint, hint. John's not going to do that.
Well, I mean, if you can convince Kubiak to take Ulbrich on as his DC, and you've already got Matt Ryan picking the groceries, real quick, sidebar on this conversation, something we talked about earlier in the program, do you worry that the general manager candidates, that field gets a little thin because Matt's going to be clearly the guy, the most important voice in that room, and you are more of a functionary now as a GM. That's why I said to you last week, why didn't Matt just be the president and GM, surround him with the guys that do all the I-dotting and T-crossing? I mean, because do you feel this is going to help? Or unless he's got a great relationship with Ian Cunningham, that Ian Cunningham, just for example's sake, from Chicago, assistant GM, is willing to come in and be a de facto assistant GM?
What do you mean de facto? Mike, these guys are being hired as the general manager. There is no de facto.
But the way the stories have been written, it's like Matt's calling the shots.
No. This is how I'm seeing it.
Jay, I got this right?
This is how I'm seeing it.
Matt is the GM. Help me out.
Wait a minute. Then what do we have a GM's job open for?
Well, I know we were all kind of going through this because Oves has his take. I don't know that's the case. And here's what I'll say. This is why it's interesting if the Falcons do want John Harbaugh. Because
what do you mean, if?
Right. I hope you don't get disappointed on this one, pal.
That's a huge smoke screen.
But here's the thing. If that's the case, and if there's any validity to Harbaugh's reported demands, let's say he asked high and he's willing to meet somewhere in that GM role is part of the situation.
Right. $20 million guaranteed for him, $10 million for his staff. He wants a big voice in the personnel department.
Bargaining. Why are you looking at me?
That's what your boy wants. We can't give him everything he wants.
Look, this is how I see it. Okay? This is how I see it.
I don't hear Kubiak demanding these things.
Yeah, because he can't. He doesn't have the gravitas that John does.
Right.
This is the difference, Atlanta. We've never hired a guy at this stature.
Okay.
That's the fundamental difference. Let's stop tripping about these guys that haven't done anything. Go get a guy that's done it.
I want the next guy to be here for 10 years. I want the next Sean McVay.
Now,
that's Kubiak.
Now, that may be true. But this is how I see it, seriously. It's Dukes and Bell. You're in the room. and Matt hears from the general manager, Mike, you cannot say whoever we're going to hire is a de facto general manager. You're already disrespecting and marginalizing the position.
Well, they're not getting
that person cannot be a de facto GM.
Well, not even de facto. Matt's a de facto GM. He's just a subservient.
No. Matt's president of football.
But saw the report, though, Carl. The Bears aren't going to get first or third. They're not going to get draft picks if they hire Ian Cunningham because he won't be a GM entitled, I guess.
The league sees it as Matt being the major voice in the personnel department.
Oh, my goodness. So what's his title? Who's this guy we're talking? What's his title going to be?
We don't know.
You're GM and you do what Matt tells you to do, GM. No.
Unless John Harbaugh does have – if you want John Harbaugh bad enough,
right.
You give him –
What do you mean if?
I'm saying you give him say in what happens with this general manager role. Because maybe Matt is like, let's get these GM and these candidates interviewed. Let's let John have a say in who he likes. Because if that's who you want,
yes.
You're going to give him some of what he wants.
Yeah, you absolutely are. And by the way, I'm fine with that. What I was going to say, because Mike has basically marginalized whoever the hell we're going to bring in here.
We don't know,
saying this is a guy in an empty suit who's sitting in the room who doesn't have
just
anything.
Sit there.
Just sit there. Who doesn't have anything to say.
I'm just going to what I've been reading.
Like Matt's got a damn stick in the guy's back, and he's just a puppet in the room.
He's in his office and play video games all day.
That is not
you.
The case.
All right. I hope you're right.
This is how I see it. The general manager does the general manager's job, okay?
Which apparently is not going to be
okay.
Making all the top decisions. That's going to be Matt's job.
That is recommending the things that they need to do to move this football team forward. And you know what Matt says? I like that. I don't like that. I think we should do that. And then collectively, as you sit there.
Don't even use that.
John Harbaugh, okay?
Don't even use the word collectively.
Right, you want me to make you feel better?
Collaboration?
Yes.
Oh, God.
You want to make you feel better? Clint Kubiak is sitting there, okay? You want me to figure? And they all go, Matt, that's a good idea. We agree with. Okay, we're going to do that. And then you move. Right. But you let a general manager do his job, and you let the head coach set the tone of the team, and Matt is there to oversee all of that. Guys, can I say this? He can't do it all. Matt can't do all this crap.
But he's the president of football, Carl.
I'm telling you.
How many hats is this guy wearing?
That's why I said last week, just make him president and general manager, and then you bring in the assistant.
Too many hats, Mike.
Yeah, because to Carl's point, if you've got someone like John Harbaugh with the experience that he comes to the table, you mean to tell me Matt wouldn't be comfortable letting John and a GM
you know what?
Make those type of decisions and Matt just come in and say, I'm cool with that.
I'm glad you said this.
Oh, so now he's a part-time guy. He's Tom Brady.
I'm glad you said this.
His job role is bigger than that.
No, it is bigger. That's why he quit CBS. This is why I'm glad you said this.
But he didn't quit CBS to let somebody else make the decisions.
No, he quit CBS because he's got to respect the job. He can't do all the things he can't do all the things in the building. And to your point, you know what makes Matt's job easier? Having the experience of a John Harbaugh sitting next to him.
No, John Harbaugh's a CEO. I mean, come on.
That's exactly, and that's what makes his job
easier. Ozzie Newsome built the Ravens. Ozzie Newsome and then DaCosta built that Ravens team. That wasn't Harbaugh's job.
Building it is one thing. Hell, we've got a team built. You still have to bring it together and coach it and maximize it.
Well, he didn't make the, I got to be honest with you, he didn't make it work so good the last couple of years. Some of those things beyond his control.
Oh, look at you now. You're turning on the guy because you don't like the fact
that
they should hire this guy.
I want Kubiak. I'll take, if it comes down to Harbaugh, I'll be happy. I'll be happier.
It doesn't sound like it. You're killing him. Last couple of years, he wasn't damn good.
Well, I don't think it makes
sense. Honestly,
I'm just giving you the devil's advocate side of this.
I mean, you hated playing the devil's advocate.
I'm not comfortable doing it, but it's not what it's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bye. father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
My guy, it's easier.
Well, this conversation, though, I'm still confused. I don't know what the GM is going to do.
That's it. See, I read from Arthur's,
you know what? You
from Arthur's press
stuff.
Conference that Matt has unlimited power, and the GM is looking up at him.
Would you stop with this unlimited power stuff?
Matt Ryan, unlimited power.
Not unlimited power.
I'm telling you. That's the way I saw it.
404-726-0929.
What's the GM going to do, man?
They go,
fine. You know what? Then let's not hire one. But this is what I said to you guys. Now you want to make it a sham position. It's not.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.